VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Steve, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Facebook. Ooh, let me put up a quote. Ooh, this is a good one. I am going to get so many likes. Instagram. Picture of a cute dog. Check. Crap. I forgot to take a picture of my lunch. Twitter. How can I say this in under 120 characters? Oh, listeners, hey, what did I do today? Do I use social media too much? No, absolutely not. Ooh, let me check my phone real quick. No likes? Well, that's sad. I should quit social media, you guys say? Not a bad idea, but first, let's take a listen to the key sentence. And here it is. So, it does matter, because the pleasures that are sometimes the most time-consuming or the ones that take the most work can be the ones that are the most fulfilling. Now, this sentence means that some things are easy, like going on social media, getting a bunch of likes for a picture. It's not really challenging, so we don't get a lot of happiness from this. The happiness we get is very short. We can get fulfillment and longer happiness that stays for a longer time from stuff that takes more work. Okay, before we get back to the sentence, let's look at the vocabulary inside. So word number one today is matter. Matter. And this word is a verb, and the definition is to be of importance or signify. So here's my example sentence. The game is already over. It doesn't matter anymore. Now, you've probably all heard the phrase, it doesn't matter, or the question, does it matter? Basically, when something matters, it means that something is important. So, your wedding matters. When something doesn't matter, it's not important. So, what you ate for lunch 8 days ago probably doesn't matter. Now, today's video states not using social media matters because it can allow you to spend more time doing stuff that brings you more meaning. For instance, maybe if you play piano. It's very challenging, and at first, it's hard, frustrating, annoying. But when you keep playing, you get better and better and better, and then you become more happy with the hobby, and it gives you more meaning than using social media. Word number two is pleasure. Pleasure. This word is a noun, and the definition is a state of gratification. Here's my example sentence. Talking to Sarah always gives me a lot of pleasure. I think I should ask her on a date. So pleasure is basically something that makes you feel happy or warm and fuzzy or really good. So when you talk to a girl or a boy that you really like, you're going to get a lot of pleasure no matter what they say because you are kind of obsessed with that person. So you can also say displeasure, which means something that doesn't make you happy or something that makes you feel kind of bad. So here's my example sentence. Durian, the fruit, durian is so bad. I've never had the displeasure of eating such a disgusting fruit. So things that give you pleasure make you feel good. Things that give you displeasure make you feel bad. All right, word number three is fulfilling. Fulfilling. And this word is an adjective. The definition of the sentence is providing happiness or satisfaction. But I want to say fulfilling means kind of a long-term happiness, something that makes you feel really good because you put in a lot of time, a lot of effort, and what you did wasn't easy, but you had some success. So here's an example sentence. Climbing mountains is tough, but it's so fulfilling when you reach the top. So of course, climbing a mountain is really tiring. Maybe it's really hot or cold. Your legs hurt. You just want to go home. But when you get to the top, you're like, wow, I just climbed a whole mountain, and it's so beautiful up here. This is not like anything I can see in the city. So it's very fulfilling. So it's a more deep version of happiness. So drinking wine won't make you feel fulfilled. Why is that? Because it's really easy. You could just go to the store, buy a bottle of wine, and you'll feel good, you'll feel happy, but when you wake up tomorrow, all of that will be gone. So generally, things that are fulfilling come with challenge or difficulty. So studying, working, picking up a hobby, learning a new skill, doing things that are kind of scary. These can all be fulfilling because you need to work to attain success. All right, let's move on to the pronunciation. So listen to the sentence one more time. So it does matter because the pleasures that are sometimes the most time-consuming or the ones that take the most work can be the ones that are the most fulfilling. Now, this is a long sentence, okay? So break down the first part. So it does matter. That's the first part. Then take a short pause because you see the comma right there. Because the pleasures that are sometimes the most time-consuming. Time-consuming is kind of a long word. It's a compound word by mixing time and consuming. So time-consuming. The stress should be on the second syllable in consuming. Time-consuming. It's a time-consuming task. Or the ones that take the most work can be the ones that are the most fulfilling. Now, fulfilling is kind of a hard word. For some reason, sometimes I even say by accident, fulfilling, fuh. But you should have the L sound, the la, la, full, fulfilling. It's not fulfilling, though sometimes you'll hear that, but it's better to say fulfilling. Now, I will say English speakers sometimes drop the L. They'll just say, that's very fulfilling. But I recommend you guys practice it with the L sound and get the true sound of the word, at least in the beginning. So it should be fulfilling. This activity is so fulfilling. Learning a musical instrument is fulfilling. All right, thanks for listening, everyone. Here is your question for today. Do you think you use social media too much? If so, what can you do to reduce your usage? If not, do you like social media? Here is my response. I actually don't use social media that much, but I do use Messenger too much. I text too much and I watch YouTube videos too much. Those are my two social media demons. My way to deal with it is sometimes to delete it from my phone. So sometimes I just delete Facebook from my phone for 1 week or 1 month, and eventually I might download it again, but basically, my idea is just try to get myself out of the daily cycle, get myself out of the habit of having these things be a part of my day. All right, well, that's it. I want to hear what you guys think. Have a nice day, a nice week, and I'll see you next time.